From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday the 16th of May. Well, six people are confirmed dead after a fire at a hostel in New Zealand overnight. It happened at the Loafers Lodge Hostel in Wellington. Now, 11 people are still missing, with fears the death toll will rise. Here's what New Zealand's Prime Minister had to say earlier.
It's a really tragic situation. There will, of course, as there always is, be an opportunity to get to the bottom of what's happened and why it's happened. But for now, I want to particularly acknowledge the firefighters.
Moving on, it's been revealed the juror who caused Bruce Lehrman's trial to be aborted last year later told the judge that they were deeply sorry. Mr. Lehrman was accused of sexually assaulting Brittany Higgins, but the jury was discharged after 5 days of deliberations because the juror brought in outside research. The juror told the judge they weren't aware their actions were wrong at the time. Mr. Lehrman has always maintained his innocence and was never convicted over the allegation. In travel news, it's tipped that within a decade, we could be able to travel from Sydney to London in less than 2 hours. It would be made possible by suborbital flights, which would see passengers blasted into space before descending back down to Earth. Now, at the moment, space flights are only for the super rich, but regulators expect them to become more affordable in the coming years. To sport, the 2025 Rugby League World Cup has been thrown into disarray. It was set to be hosted by France, but they've now pulled out, saying the tournament carries an unacceptable financial risk. There's a chance it could now be hosted in Australia. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To entertainment news, well, Channel 7's new balloon-themed show called Blow Up had a pretty deflating start last night. The program, hosted by Stephen Curry and Becky Lucas, pulled in just 288,000 viewers in the five capital cities. Channel 9's The Summit was only marginally better with 400,000 viewers, with MasterChef on Channel 10 winning the 7:30pm time slot with 552,000 people tuning in. And finally, Kylie Minogue's released a teaser of her new song called Padum Padum. She's not giving much away there, is she? The song will be released on Thursday with her new album Tension to drop in September. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.